Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for October 16, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation announced on Thursday that its 102nd annual convention will be held online. The announcement follows the cancellation of all events through January 31, 2021 at the San Diego Convention Center, where the convention was scheduled to take place. AFBF Executive Vice President Dale Moore says amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the top priority for them was the safety of the attendees.
We had been anticipating that this was a possibility, and when the convention center in San Diego announced that they were going to be closed through the end of January, that pretty much made a decision for us. What it has given us is the opportunity to take a whole other approach to our annual meeting and to our convention.
Moore says a virtual event allows attendees to take in all the convention has to offer.
One of the reoccurring requests for improvement, if you will, come from our members who say there were so many workshops I wanted to attend, but they were occurring kind of at the same time. I really would like to be able to attend more workshops. They're going to be recorded. They're going to be featured in different ways. You will be able to tune in when it works for you. Same thing for our keynote speakers.
The event will bring home American Farm Bureau convention favorites, including the Ag Innovation Challenge and also the Farm Dog of the Year contest. Moore says this year's theme, Stronger Together, highlights the industry's hard work and dedication during the pandemic.
We're talking about the farming and ranching. We're talking about advocating on behalf of agriculture, working with non-traditional partners, all of those kinds of new opportunities, being able to share those highlights, some of the great things that our staff team, our state staff teams, our state leaders all across the country, not to mention our grassroots members are participating in.
Registration for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention will open later this year and will be free to all attendees. Further details on the event can be found at fb.org/events. The USDA has concluded its first ever national forum on employment and training programs for SNAP recipients. This is Deputy Ag Secretary Steve Senske.
He transformed SNAP from a program that puts money on a card each month to being about wraparound services and support to help each individual discover his or her own potential.
Senske points to one example of a SNAP work training program in action.
Last year, when I was in New Orleans, I visited Covenant House, where they rescue thousands of abused, orphaned, and trafficked youth from the streets annually. The compassion of the folks who run the house and the stories of the people they are serving and in the process of transforming their lives and building back their confidence is heartwarming and makes you feel so encouraged that we are still able to help our fellow Americans build for themselves a better life.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.